Okay. If mind and consciousness are impermanent, what/who is aware? Also, who or what is it that experiences the results of karma, especially after the body dies and perhaps is reborn? It's an ongoing process of cause and effect. So that it's those causes and conditions that are just in flux, they're changing. It doesn't actually need a who or a what. That's our assumption, or we posit something in there, but it doesn't really need that. It's like in the different forms of grasping. Four types of grasping. Kama upadana is grasping, clinging, attachment. So kama upadana, attachment or clinging to sensuality, attachment clinging to views, attachment clinging to precepts and practice. And then the last form of attachment or clinging is what's attavadupadana. And sometimes it's translated as attachment to self, which is actually an incorrect translation, because what it is it's atta is self, and vada is sort of like assumption. And so it's more attachment to the assumption of self, because that sort of that who or what, that self, is a projection. It didn't really exist. It isn't there. So as we assume it into existence. So that who and what is something that we kind of imagine or assume or make importance with.